30. I awoke, my head on Gray's chest, my body curled up next to him. And then it hit me. I'm 30. I am 30. I don't feel any different. Are you supposed to feel different? I'm me. I'm still me. Just me and 30. Okay, I still feel like me. So, let's go with this. Gray took me out for birthday pancakes, his treat. You are the first birthday girl. Shh, there will be no more mention of that. Later, after we'd finished our meals, but had yet to receive the check. That's odd, she gave me my to-go box, but not the bill. I heard the clapping before I saw them. Three servers with a bowl of ice cream walking towards our table. Oh, no. I cowered, half covering my face. The ladies finished their song. Our server left our bill. Gray captured the moment in a picture, forever displaying my awkward, humble embarrassment. I ate my ice cream. I'd already been to Best Buy and my local sex toy shop. Next up on my list of errands was the liquor store. I parked the car, hustled inside, chose a 12-pack of Yingling, and walked up to the register. ID, please. I smiled. How old are you now? I grimaced. 30. How old are you? More than 30. Oh. I invited about half a dozen coworkers over to my house for crabs, beer, and shooting the shit. We ate, we drank, we shot the shit. And then Nyer Cherry Bondage arrived. I hugged her for so long at my front door. She was here, actually here. She brought her stuff inside. I introduced her to my work friends, took her downstairs to see Gray for a hug. Later, she opened up her suitcase and revealed the motherload, a ridiculous stash of chocolate, all kinds of chocolate. Everyone convened on my living room floor to marvel at the display. I created my own separate pile. Chocolate I planned to hide away before the others descended. It was my birthday, after all. One of my roommates came downstairs, joined our group. More chatting, more laughs. For a moment, I stepped back and marveled at the disparate parts of my life together on my living room floor. I kicked my coworkers out around 8 p.m. The sunroom was already covered. Gray had been in town since Fusion. No need to take the fabric down until his departure. Gray, Nyer Cherry Bondage, and I relaxed, the haze of their cigar smoke in the air. She extended her hand, ash in the middle of her palm. It's been a long time. I leaned forward, licked her hand, ate her ash, shared that connection with her again. Lift up your pussy. Gray tossed about ash in his hand. I planted my feet, gripped the carpet with my hands, lifted my hips. He slapped his ash across my lips, a sweet sting to my wet cunt. She got on the ground, licked my thighs, licked up the ash, and then licked my lips. I moaned, relaxed into the floor, clawed at the carpet, enjoyed it. Gray stood, moved towards my head, knelt, held my wrist down. I writhed, breathed heavily. Gray readjusted, put his shins across my wrists, grabbed my shirt, pulled it up over my head, held fabric across my mouth, gagged me with my own clothing, certainly not a first. Still, I moaned and eventually begged to come. I was still covered in his ash and her saliva. I was tired, but still smiling. I had had a good birthday. No, a great birthday. and I had the both of them with me soon in my bed. I curled up under the covers, waited for them to join me. Gray bounded into my room, slipped into my bed, snuggled up beside me. He was cold, incredibly cold. Had just taken a shower, pulled my body into his, shocked me from my sleepy days. Helen joined us. And then, somehow, I was sucking his cock. And she started sucking his cock, too. And I moved to his balls, and then licking his asshole. Someone needs to bring their pussy up here. I turned my body, straddled his chest, tilted my hips towards his mouth, started moaning instantly. He came in her mouth. She dripped his cum into my mouth. And then we were kissing, and he was fingering her, fucking her with his hand. And then he was fingering me too, almost fisting me. And we were both moaning from his work. And holy fuck, best birthday ever.